哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠平安时常与我们各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们同在。
Hallelujah, may God's peace and joy be upon all of us, brothers and sisters, abundantly.
感谢主耶稣的看顾以及带领我们平安度过一周能够在安息圣日的开始我们就来敬拜他。
Thank God for His guidance throughout yet another week that we are able to gather here to worship Him on the Sabbath day.
过去的两周我们读经的进度是何西阿书。
For the past 2 weeks, we have been reading the book of Hosea.
今天来到了第十四章。
And today we have arrived at chapter 14.
那我们今天就一起来学习何西阿书的第十四章。
So tonight we will study from Hosea chapter 19, 14. Sorry.
对，主题就是归向主你的神。
And the topic for tonight is return to your Lord, to the Lord your God.
这也是何西阿书的一个主题。
And that is one of the topics covered in the book of Hosea.
在以色列的悖逆当中神责打他们。
And the from the rebellion of Israel, God punished them.
但是这却是出于神的爱要把他们让他们回转来归向神。
But that was out of the love of God, so that the Israelites can return to Him.
那我们也看到，当人愿意归向神，神的丰盛慈爱就会向他来显明。
We have also seen how if we return back to God, then His love will be abundant towards us.
好，那今天是十四章哈，我们一起来读中文，一节一节中文，然后英文。
So today we will study Hosea chapter 14. So we will read verse by verse, Chinese verse and English.
第一节。
Verse one.
以色列啊，你要归向耶和华你的神，你是因自己的罪孽跌倒了。
Verse 1, O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity.
第二节,
Verse 2,
当归向耶和华, 用言语祷告他说, 求你除尽罪孽, 悦纳善行, 这样我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上。
Verse 2, take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips.
第三节,
Verse 3,
我们不向亚述求救, 不骑埃及的马, 也不再对我们手所造的说, 你是我们的神, 因为孤儿在你耶和华那里得蒙怜悯。
Verse 3, Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands. You are our gods, for in you the fatherless finds mercy.
第四节,
Verse 4,
我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们，因为我的怒气向他们转消。
Verse 4, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him.
第五节,
Verse 5,
我必向以色列如甘露，他必如百合花开放，如黎巴嫩的树木扎根。
I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon.
第六节,
Verse 6,
他的枝条必延长，他的荣华如橄榄树，他的香气如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
His branches shall spread, his beauty shall be like an olive tree, and his fragrance like Lebanon.
第七节,
Verse 7,
曾住在他荫下的必归回，发旺如五谷，开花如葡萄树，他的香气如黎巴嫩的酒。
Those who dwell under his shadow shall return, they shall be revived like grain and grow like a vine, their scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon.
第八节,
Verse 8,
以法莲必说，我与偶像还有什么关涉呢？我耶和华回答他，也必顾念他。我如青翠的松树，你的果子从我而得。
Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard and observed him. I am like a green cypress tree. Your fruit is found in me.
第九节,
Verse 9,
谁是智慧人可以明白这些事，谁是通达人可以知道这一切，因为耶和华的道是正直的， 义人必在其中行走，罪人却在其上跌倒。
Who is wise, let him understand these things. Who is prudent, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, the righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them.
在阅读何西阿书当中，我们看到神对以色列严厉的责备。
When we read the book of Isaiah, we see God's severe rebuking of the Israelites.
向以色列人大发烈怒。
And he had his great wrath was aroused towards the Israelites.
这是神的公义。
And that is the justice of God.
断不以有罪的为无罪。不会把有罪的当作没有罪的。
And he would not see those who are sinful to be sinless.
但是神的慈爱也将要显明。
But God's mercy will be shown.
所以到何西阿书的结尾，我们刚刚读过了第十四章，我们看到很多神恩惠的言语。
However, at the end of Hosea, in chapter 14, the chapter we have just read, we see God's abundant mercy.
尤其在第四节说，我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们，因为我的怒气向他们转消。
Especially as we have read in verse 4, I will heal their backsliding, I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him.
然后我们看到很多神赐福的丰盛的一个景象。
And we have also read in this chapter the wonderful scenery of how God will heal them.
就是当一个人归向神，他就要在主里实在得到平安喜乐。
And so those who return back to God will truly find joy and peace within him.
好，那我们用三个部分来学习。
So we will separate this into three sections and learn from all three.
好，第一个，归向主你的神，我们第一要做的就是要切实的悔改。
Firstly, if we want to return back to God, we must repent fully.
这是在第一节到第三节。
And that is from verses 1 to 3.
在第一节说，以色列啊，你要归向耶和华你的神，你是因自己的罪孽跌倒了。
Verse 1 says, O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity.
这是先知对以色列人的呼吁。
This is what the prophet told the Israelites.
他说，你是因你自己的罪孽跌倒了。
For you have stumbled because of your iniquity.
今天你会落到这样子的一个情况，在神的责打当中，是因为你自己犯的罪。
The reason why you have been punished so by God and fell to this troublesome state is because of their own iniquity.
所以在悔改当中，在归向神当中，第一个就是要承认自己的罪，自己有罪。
So the first thing, the first step of returning back to God is to admit that you have done wrong.
这个其实不简单。
And that is not easy.
因为我们人第一个反应就是都是别人的错。
Because our first reaction is to blame everyone else.
在圣经里面，人第一次违背神的命令。
When mankind first ever sinned against God or
disobey, 好，创世纪的第三章。
In Genesis chapter 3.
好，创世纪的第三章这边人违背了神的话语。
This is where mankind went against the commandment of God.
主神明明的告诉他说，分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，吃的日子必定死。
Because God expressly told them, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
这个绝对不是太难遵守的。
That is not something that is hard to follow.
因为园中有很多的果子，你都可以任意的吃。
Because of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat.
神就说那一个你不可以吃。
But God just said that specific tree you cannot eat of it.
但是后来人还是吃了。
But of course, we know that mankind ate from it.
我们来看三章的十一节。
Let us look at chapter 3, verse 11.
耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？
Genesis chapter 3 verse 11, and he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?
第十二节,
verse 12,
那人说, 你所赐给我, 与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
12. Then the man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate.
第十三节
Verse 13.
耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
13. And the Lord God said to the woman, What is this you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate.
神在这边呼唤那人，你在哪里呀？
So earlier in this passage, in verse 9, God called out to Adam and said to him, Where are you?
好，我想这个应该是一个温柔了，不是责备啊。其实神当然知道他在哪里，但是神慢慢的来，你在哪里啊？要让他自己出来。
And I believe that God said this, "Where are you?" in a very gentle tone and not a tone of rebuke. And He was just waiting for Adam to come up because He already knows where he was.
不是有时候你叫小孩过来要修理的那种，过来，那他就不要过来啊。但是神这个是很温柔的慈声的呼唤。
I believe this is not in the tone of the tone that we would use to call our children when we want to punish them because of something that they have done wrong.
好，但是人做错了，孩子做错了，他心里还是会有点，还是会害怕。
But of course, as humans, when we feel like we have done something wrong, then we would feel afraid.
好，但是在害怕当中，或者就是人的一个本性，就是要推卸责任。
And in this kind of fear, we would try to shirk all of our responsibilities.
哦，神跟亚当说嘛，那个亚当他怎么回答？他说，神说你莫非吃了那善恶树上的果子吗？神是问一个是非题，你就说是和不是就好了。但是他不是这样回答，他说你所赐给我与我同居的女人啊，都是这个女人啊，她把那个树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
And God questioned Adam in a yes or no kind of question, saying, Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? But instead of saying yes or no, Adam gave the reason of the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate.
这个女人上一章，哈，亚当才说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。那现在变同居的女人。
And this woman that he harshly called out was the woman that he once said in chapter 2, verse 23, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
好，都是这个女人给我，我才吃的。
And so he called her harshly by the woman and said that she gave me of the tree and I ate.
好，那神就问女人啊，你做什么呢？
And now in verse 13, the Lord God said to the woman, What is this you have done?
好，那女人说，都是那个蛇啊，蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
And the woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate.
好，那当然神也咒诅啊这个蛇，但是这个女人跟男人也有他们的责任。
Of course, God did curse the snake as well, but the woman as well as a man have their own responsibility.
哦，甚至你看这个。这个甚至这个男人哈，就是这个亚当哈，他说你所赐给我与我同居的女人，所以这个女人是你给我的。如果反过来说，今天你如果没有给我这个女人，我就不会落到这个下场了。
In verse 12, Adam, he said, "The woman you gave to be with me." So he was also putting some blame on God because another way of looking at this is, if God never gave him the woman, then he wouldn't have fallen into this. Disobedience.
哦，所以在一个人犯错的时候
，So when someone has sinned,
哦
，or
他跌倒了
，or fallen,
但是他怪别人
，they would first blame others.
他怪这个蛇，怪撒旦
，So she blamed the serpent, Satan.
哦，甚至还有点在怪神啊。
And he was even blaming God a bit.
哦，但是我们回到何西阿书这边很清楚的，先知就跟以色列百姓这么说。
But if we turn back to Hosea, we know that the prophet was very clear in telling the people.
你是因自己的罪孽跌倒了。
That they have stumbled because of their own iniquity.
哦，所以我们第一个要做的就是认罪。
So the first thing we need to do is admit our wrongs.
好，在神面前切实的承认是。我是做错了。
and to confess our sins and admit that we have done wrong in the face of God.
求你第二节吧，求你除掉我的罪。
And in verse 2, say to God, take away all iniquity.
好，那这是我们认切实悔改，第一个就是承认自己有罪。
So the first part of returning to God is to admit that we have done wrong and confess.
看起来很简单，但是实在做起来很难。我会花很多时间一直去找理由，都是别人的错，都是谁要怎么样，谁要怎么样。但是其实就回到自己，就是我做错了，就是我自己的罪孽，我要归向神。
Admitting our wrong and acknowledging our faults seems very easy on paper, but when we face it, oftentimes we'll blame others.
好，那在要做什么呢？这边说第二节说到，求你除掉啊，除尽罪孽，悦纳善行。
So that's why we need to confess our sins. And in verse 2, it tells us what we need to do next, which is to say to God, take away all iniquity, receive us graciously.
尤其是悦纳善行这一句话。
Especially the second phrase, receive us graciously.
你如果听英文，中文跟英文它翻译的有点不一样。
The translations between English and Chinese are a bit different.
其实这个悦纳善行，原文就是说悦纳好的。
In Chinese, it sounds more like to accept what we have done.
那这个好在英文它可以翻译说就是你好的来悦纳我，那是在中文它就变成翻译就是悦纳好的，悦纳我的善行。
Yet in English, it says to receive us graciously. So receive graciously of all of us, and not just all our good, like the Chinese translation.
好，我就是两个了，这有两个翻译哈。但是如果以中文来说，就是说我们今天悔改也要怎么样，也要加上有善行来呈给主。
So if we look at it from the Chinese translation, to receive us our good deeds, it tells us that after we have confessed, we also need to do good.
好，我们来看马太福音的第三章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音的第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第三章第八节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 8.
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
Matthew 3:8, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance.
哦，这是施洗约翰预备主的道路。
This is John the Baptist preparing the way for the Lord.
他教导说，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
And he is teaching the people to bear fruits worthy of repentance.
哦，所以一个人他切实的认罪。哦，要来到神面前，要悔改，求神赦罪，他要有结出果子来，就是要有行为来与他悔改的心来相称，他要有这一份的努力。
So one person must have put in the effort to repent fully, and to repent fully means that they would have done good deeds to atone for the wrong that they have done.
好，那圣经里面给我们一些例子。
And there are some examples in the Bible.
比如说在路加福音的十九章。
For example, in Luke chapter 19,
这边有一个叫撒该的人。
It talks about a person called Zacchaeus.
他在众人眼中是个罪人，他是税吏，而且是一个罪魁，是做税吏长的。
And he is the chief of sinners because he is a chief tax collector, so everyone sees him as a sinner.
所以主耶稣到他家去，人家说，那竟然跑到罪人的家里去住宿。
So to people's surprise, the Lord Jesus wanted to go to the house of sinners.
好，那我们看第八节到第十节。
So let us look at verses 10 and 11.
哦，第八节。
Oh, sorry, 8 to 11.
好，第八节，撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Luke chapter 19 verse 8, then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
第九节，耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Verse 9, and Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because he also is the son of Abraham.
第十节,
Verse 10,
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
哦，所以本来他是一个失丧的人。
So firstly, he was someone who was lost.
但是主耶稣愿意来找他，他就是来找他，然后撒该他怎么样，就回转来归向神。
But the Lord Jesus sought and found Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus returned back to God.
那不只是一个心中的一个悔改，心中的一个转向。
And he did not just return to God in his heart.
他还有结果与悔改的心来相称。
He also bore fruits worthy of his repentance.
就是在第八节说，我把一半的给穷人，我讹诈谁就还他四倍。
And these fruits are the actions that he said he would do in verse 8, which is to give half of his goods to the poor and restore fourfold of those he took anything by false accusation.
好，我们再来看一个经节哈，以弗所书的四章。
And in another let us look at another passage, Ephesians chapter 4.
四章的二十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 28.
以弗所书四章二十八节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要努力亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Ephesians 4:28, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need.
哦，所以从前是偷窃的，从前是贪心的，从前是就是偷别人东西的，现在你不要再偷了。
So before, this person stole and was greedy and stole other people's things, but let him steal no longer.
好，那不要再偷，就是不要再做这个错事。但是不只是这样子，既然他已经悔改，他要有结果与悔改的心相称，他反过来要怎么样？劳力，亲手做正经事，甚至有余来分给那些缺少的人。
And not just to steal no longer, but also to bear fruit worthy of his repentance, which is to labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need.
哦，所以主以前是拿的，现在是变成怎么样？现在是自己努力，而且是变成给的。
So before he was someone who took, and now to after working very hard, he will have something to give, so he can be a giver.
哦，撒该以前也是拿的，后来变成怎么样？给的。
Before Zacchaeus was one who took, and now he is a giver.
好，那这个当然是跟我们自己本身的一个情况，要照自己的情况来说。
Of course, this has to this depends on what kind of situation we are in.
好，像说这边讲到的是，比像以前是贪心的、偷的，然后后来变成给的。但是这个就是在说，在自己的软弱上来多下功夫。
And this is talking about someone who took and can become a giver. But what's most important is to look at our weaknesses and really do things.
好，那比如说，如果以前是特别骄傲的，那你悔改之后，你要变成特别的谦卑啊！你要特别在谦卑上来下功夫啊
！And to really work on ourselves so that we can become better and not as weak in that area. For example, if we are proud before, then let us work so that we are humble.
就是特别在自己，你知道自己做的不好的地方，自己以前软弱的地方，特别在这个地方来下功夫，那有一个结果，有一个表现出来。
To really work hard in the area that we are lacking or are weak in, and so that we can bear fruit worthy of our repentance.
哦，这个是切实的悔改。第二个就是结果与悔改的心相称。
And that's the second part of returning back to God, which is to bear fruit worthy of our repentance.
那悔改的第三个部分，我们看回来和西亚书十四章的第三节。
The third part of repentance, let us turn back to Hosea chapter 14, verse 3.
第三节这边讲到说，我们不向亚述求救，不骑埃及的马，也不再对我们手所造的说，你是我们的神，因为孤儿在你耶和华那里得蒙怜悯。
Hosea 14 verse 3, Assyria shall not save us, we will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods. For in you the fatherless finds mercy.
哦，所以这里讲到就是说专心的仰赖主。
And here it tells us to rely on God fully.
哦，这个埃及的马，这个马特别就是用来战争的一个工具。
And the horses here is talking about the horses of the Egyptians, which are war horses.
好，所以不向亚述求救，不骑埃及的马，就是不再向这些其他的来寻求帮助。
So the first part, Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses. This is saying that we will no longer look to other means to help us.
对，不只是人，也不像其他外邦的神、外邦的这些偶像，不再对我手所造的说你是我们的神。
Not just to other people, but also to other religions, other idols, or our hands, and saying you are our God.
而是要专心的来仰赖主。
But instead, to really focus on God and rely on Him.
因为他们知道主是一个富有怜悯的神。
Because they know that God is a merciful God.
他这边的形容是说，孤儿在你主那里得蒙怜悯。
And the last phrase in the verse says, For in you the fatherless finds mercy.
我们看诗篇的六十八篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 68.
诗篇第六十八篇。
Psalm 68.
第五节。
Verse 5.
六十八篇第五节。
Psalm 68, verse 5.
神在他的圣所做孤儿的父，做寡妇的伸冤者。
Psalm 68:5, A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation.
这个就是我们今天所敬拜的神。
This is a God whom we worship today.
特别那些无依无靠的神，就要做他们的依靠。
God will be the rock for those who are without
reliance.
Who are without reliance.
好，所以好像这个孤儿寡妇就是一个没有依靠的一个情况。
Just like orphans and widows, they are without reliance, no one to rely on.
记得一个弟兄他这样子分享。
I remember there was a brother who shared with me.
在他年幼的时候，他的父亲就过世了。
That when he was young, his father passed away.
那时候他非常的伤心。
At that time, he was very sad.
但是一次他说在读经当中。
But there was once when he was reading the Bible.
他刚好翻到的就是这一段六十八篇诗篇的六十八篇。
He flipped to this passage, Psalm 68, verse 5.
他看到了这一节第五节。
And he looked at this verse.
神在他的圣所做孤儿的父，做寡妇的伸冤者。
A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation.
他就得到了很大的安慰。
And he was greatly comforted by this.
他不明白为什么神会让他的父亲这么早就离世。
He did not know why God took his father away and let his father pass away so fast.
但是他实在的感受到了，借着这个经节，神在告诉他，神必定会看顾他和他的一家。
But through reading this verse, he could really feel that God would comfort his family and take care of his family.
这个就是我们今天所敬拜的神。
And this is the God whom we worship today.
所以来归向神的人，要了解说神是这样子的，有慈悲，有怜悯。
So if we want to return to God, we need to understand that God is full of mercy.
我们是无助的。
We are
无助的，没有 helpless.
We are helpless.
但是来归向神，神这边大有能力，大有帮助。
But we belong to God, and God is fully merciful and powerful.
单单仰赖神。
So we need to focus on God and rely on Him.
向神悔改。
And to repent to him.
祈求神的一个怜悯。
And ask God for his mercy.
所以这个第一个部分从第一节到第三节就是讲到切实的悔改。
So this first part, verses 1 to 3, talks about full repentance.
人要做的部分。
And this is what we need to do.
那你照着神 的一个吩咐，照着圣经的教导去做，会有什么样子的结果？
And when we do what the Bible tells us to do, what will happen?
就是第四节到第八节。
Is verses 4 to 8.
神的医治，神的爱，神的怒气转消。
The healing from God and the love from God as well as the anger of God turning away.
真的，我们向神认罪，神就要赦免我们。
Because when we turn back to God, God will forgive our sins.
对，约翰一书。
Which is in 1 John.
约翰一书一章的第九节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
1 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
好，所以一个人在神面前来认罪，你必会体会到神慈爱的怜悯。
So if we confess our sins to God, then we will feel God's mercy and forgiveness.
我记得，遇过一个弟兄。
I remember I met a brother.
他常常在分享，他说：“哎呀，我以前是一个迷羊。”
He always shared how he was a lost sheep.
好，然后神把来爱他，那把他再带回到教会。
And he also talked about how God loved him and brought him back to church.
那我就观察这位弟兄。
So I observed this brother.
我发现他在教会里面就会特别会关心人。
I saw that when he is in church, he is always looking out for others.
常常在问说，哎呀，这个你好吗？怎么样？然后再关心。
And always talking to others, interacting with them, and asking how are you doing.
那我在想，他就是因为体会到了神的这份爱。
And I believe he can do this because he has felt the love of God.
因为他觉得他自己在不配当中，在迷失当中，神居然爱他，把他带回来。
Because he felt the love of God, when he was a sinner and unworthy of this love, and how God brought him back.
所以他体会到这份爱，他就用这份爱再去爱弟兄姐妹。
So he has experienced this kind of love from God, and so he's passing that love forward and loving the brothers and sisters this way.
所以一个人回转一定会体会到神的爱，神的怜悯。
So when we return back to God, we will truly feel God's love and mercy.
神的医治。
God's healing.
而且神的丰盛。
And also the abundance that we find in God.
所以你如果从第14章的第5节到第7节。
So if we look at Hosea chapter 14, verses 5 to 7.
这边讲到了 一些植物，用植物的生长、植物的丰盛、植物的香气来形容以色列在神的爱中滋润下的一个丰盛。
So in these three verses, it uses the plants as an analogy, how they grow, how they spread,and also how their scent is very fragrant to explain how prosperous we will be if we return to God.
在圣经里面也常常用这种树的一个成长来形容我们一个人属灵的样子。
And there are many places in the Bible that uses a tree to represent our growth in God.
特别在耶利米书第17章。
Especially in Jeremiah chapter 17,
第七节和第八节
verse 7 and 8.
第七节
verse 7.
倚靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord.
第八节
verse 8.
他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Verse 8, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
好，所以在这边告诉我们，其实我们今天来接近神，回转归向神，就好像一棵树要怎么样，栽在溪水旁。
Here it tells us that when we return to God, we will be like a tree planted by the waters.
炎热、干旱这些可以讲得到，是苦难临到，你根本都不用担心，不用惧怕。
And we will not fear when the heat comes. The heat representing something like difficulties and trials.
因为我们常从神得到滋润，得到平安。
Because we will receive nourishment and peace from God.
而且能够结果不止，就是说有好的行为。
And nor will we cease from yielding fruit, which is, nor will we cease from doing good.
Good. 对。那在新约里面，我们也看到要结出圣灵的果子。
And in the New Testament, we also see that we need to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣也说他是真葡萄树。
The Bible, Jesus also said that he is a true vine.
我们一离开他就不能够结果子了。
When we are away from him or cut off from him, we can no longer bear fruit. 甚至
我们离开他就会渐渐的枯萎，然后就干掉，死掉，甚至最后就只能够丢在火里面。
And if we leave him, we will wither and dry up, and in the end, we will be thrown into the fire.
但是如果我们常常保守自己在主里面，好像这个枝子接上这个真葡萄树，就能够时常结出好的果子。
But if we continue to keep ourselves in the Lord, as if we are still connected to Jesus, the true vine, then we will continue to grow and bear fruit.
好，所以一个回到主、真正切实悔改、回到主的人，第一，他要体会到神的爱，神的怒气消啊转消。
So when we truly return back to God, we will feel His healing, His love, as well as how His anger has turned away.
第二，他要像树栽在溪水旁，成为一个丰盛的生命。
And secondly, this person will be like a tree planted by the water and will grow very abundantly.
第三，他不会再犯罪。
And thirdly, he will no longer sin.
我们看以西阿书七章的十四章的第八节。
If we look at Hosea chapter 14, verse 8.
以法莲必说：“我与偶像还有什么关涉呢？”好，我们看这一句就好了。
Verse 8, Ephraim shall say, What have I to do anymore with idols?
所以说在他体会到神之后，在他从神得到丰盛之后，他一个结论，我跟偶像没有什么关涉了。
After experiencing God and receiving abundance from God, we will feel, What have I to do with anymore with idols?
这个偶像也可以代表是他的罪，他的一些情欲，他的一些追求。他说，我对这些跟我没有关系了，我不会再去犯了。
These idols can represent also desires and sin from before. So we will say, what have I to do anymore with these idols?
我们看约翰一书第五章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
第五章的十八节。
Chapter 5 verse
十八啊，第五章十八节。
First John chapter 5 verse 18.
约翰一书五章第十八节。
First John chapter 5 verse 18.
我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。
We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him.
这边说到凡从神生的必不犯罪。
Here it talks about how whoever is born of God does not sin.
从神生的必保守自己。
But he who has been born of God keeps himself.
那恶者也就无法害他。
And the wicked one does not touch him.
所以一个人如果犯罪了，那就有机会让恶者可以害他了。
So if a person has sinned, then they leave a foothold for the wicked one to come in and harm him.
不犯罪，保守自己，恶者无法害他。
If we keep himself, then the wicked one will not touch us.
好，但是这边讲说，凡从神生的是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to be born of God?
我们来看约翰福音。
Let us look at John.
约翰福音第三章。
Gospel of John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
John 3:5.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以说主耶稣说，人若不重生，第三节就不能见神的国。
In verse 3, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以在这边讲的重生，尼哥底母那时候听不懂，他说人怎么可能可以再重新再被生一次呢？
At the time, we see that in verse 4, Nicodemus did not understand what Jesus said. How can a man be born again when he is old?
但是主耶稣在这边说的重生不是从人生，而是从神生。
But what Jesus is saying about being born again is to be born again, not from man, but from God.
好，那第五节主耶稣就解释什么叫从神生呢？就是从水和圣灵生。
And Jesus explained how that can happen in verse 5, one being born of water and the Spirit.
好，所以一个人如果从神生，就是从这个水和圣灵生的，他就必不犯罪。
So if a person is born of water and the Spirit, which means that he is born of God, then he will no longer sin.
这个其实是一个过程。
And that is a process.
水就是指着洗礼。
We know that water represents baptism.
哦，洗礼是一个点，没错。你洗礼那天扑通，不是扑通，就是洗礼就洗去你的罪了。
And we know that during baptism, our sins are washed away.
好，但是下面才讲到和圣灵生的，这个圣灵的更新却是一辈子的功课。
And it also talks about to be born of the Spirit, and this being born of the Spirit is a lifelong thing.
所以我们要求圣灵。
That is why we need to pray.
而且要时常在圣灵里面祷告。
And to also pray in the Spirit.
借着圣灵时常的让我们来更新。
And through the Holy Spirit to renew ourselves.
让我们实实在在从水和圣灵生，从神生，我们就不再不犯罪了。
So if we're born of the water, born of the Spirit, born of God, we will no longer sin.
这就是神也是丰盛的慈爱在我们的身上，我们真的靠神。我们不会再犯罪。
And that is the abundant love of God, which when we receive it, we will no longer sin.
今天这些引诱对你来说觉得好难克服。
We have a lot of temptations on this earth, and we feel that it is impossible to avoid them.
肉体的情欲。
The lusts of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The lusts of the eyes.
今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
好难克服。
It is so hard to overcome.
很多人跌倒。
There are many who have fallen.
甚至我自己也跌倒过。
Even myself have fallen before.
那怎么办?
Then what do I do?
我要靠主。
What do we do? It is to rely on God.
我要回转归向神。
To return to God.
向神认罪。
And to repent.
神必定按照他丰盛的慈爱来医治我。
Then God, by His abundant love and mercy, will forgive us and heal us.
借着水和圣灵的重生，必不再犯罪。
And through the rebirth of the water and the Holy Spirit, we will no longer sin.
好，我们看回来何西阿书第十四章。
Let us turn back to Hosea chapter 14.
第九节。
Verse 9.
谁是智慧人可以明白这些事？谁是通达人可以知道这一切？因为耶和华的道是正直的，义人必在其中行走，罪人却在其上跌倒。
Hosea 14:9. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them.
最后这边讲到说，义人在神的道中行走，罪人在其上跌倒。
At the very end here, it records the righteous walk in them, but the transgressors stumble in them.
其实这讲到的是两种的结果，也是两种的选择。
And here it talks about two choices that leads to two different endings.
哦，如果一个人选择真的归向神，切实的悔改，他就能够得到神丰盛的慈爱。
If a person chooses to truly repent and truly return to God, then they will receive the abundance of God.
哦，但是一个人如果硬心坚决不悔改，他就要在他的恶的道路当中行走继续，而且最后还是要跌倒灭亡。
And the person who continues to be hard-hearted and unwilling to repent, they will continue to walk on their path of sin, and in the end,